And welcome to you all. It is Portia and the guides. And our topic this week is going with the flow. We see, especially during this summer season, that there is much activity. For those with children, they are out of school and keeping parents busy. There is often travel and everything that goes with that in terms of planning and traveling and enjoying and being present in the moment. Going with the flow is important during this season and every season. And by the flow, we mean the flow of life, the rhythm of nature, and what is right and correct in every moment. Your mind may have an idea of what the flow and format needs to be, and your mind is tapping the ruler on the desk to make sure that you stay in this format. But truly, that is not the flow we are speaking of. The flow of nature, of the natural sequence and rhythm of life, your life. Yes, there are details to attend to, and there are meetings and appointments that do have a time frame. And this is important. However, in the other moments, all of the other moments, listen to God and your spirit for guidance to do the next right thing. It could be to put the task down and to walk outside and to take in the beauty of nature. It could be to call a friend that you haven't spoken with for many months. These guide points come often as gentle whispers. Do this. They are within your system. You are hearing this, but it is not from your mind. This is divinity guiding you. As you follow the flow and go with the flow of life, your life will unfold in the perfect way, and it will delight you and refresh you and relax you, even in times of great activity and demand even. So going with the flow. The word going is a motion word. Going. Stay in motion. Taking your steps each moment to do the next right thing. And when we say this, it is not about discipline. The mind is the one who comes in with punishment and cruelty, actually, when its agenda is not met. So we ask you to tune into the energy of that voice, that prompting, and then tune into the voice, the guidance from God and your spirit. That whisper, that guidance is comforting, supportive. It is leading you tenderly to the next thing. And again, it may be something your mind says, no, that doesn't make any sense. Stay here and do this task. But dear ones, as you follow guidance from within, and this is the whisper, this is the gentle, enduring guidance. Any tasks on your plate will be done with greater joy, greater ease, and often quicker than if you had put your head down and bowed to your mind's guidance to do the task at hand. It is an idea for you to consider in these summer months that are in full swing now. Going with the flow. Think of the butterfly back and forth. Think of the tiny little seeds that are carried on the wind, and they allow the wind to take them to their perfect location and next location. So that is for you to consider this week. And we ask you to spend time with this and trusting the nature of life and that it is in your perfect design to follow nature, to listen to nature. And nature, as you know, is God expressed. Our love and blessings are with you always. Namaste.